Ooh, hang on, let me go back to live mode. There we go. All right.
Empty the chamber on. And how do you do that? We're 6 seconds, point 8, point B, everything you got. Turn that shit up.
Welcome to Scoop World Order. It is a special late night edition, Texas style edition of the Scoop World Order, Buckeye Scoop Live. We have a five-star superstar running back joining us. He is on a little different time zone, though, so we're doing a little later tonight, but we're super excited about this kid. Think you guys are going to love him, and once you watch your film, you'll say, wow, this is a spectacular get by Tony Alford and Ryan Day out of Texas. So we're going to get right into it. But as always, we're very thankful and grateful for you guys. If you guys enjoy this content, please click that like button. Click subscribe as we get into some of the film of James Peoples. Maybe comment, who does he remind you of? And also, as always, shout out where you're from in the comments. I love when you guys do that. But again, this kid is a superstar. And he's up past his bedtime, so we're not going to keep him up much longer. So without further ado, I have a superstar, a young kid, a great kid, a kid whose film is spectacular to watch, Mr. James Peoples. James, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing good, man. I'm just really excited about you. Obviously, you're in the boat now. You're a part of the Ohio State recruiting class. What made you decide to commit to Tony Alford and Ryan Day as early as you did? Did you want to be a leader of the class? Did you just want to get it over with and get that security? What was your main drive to commit early in the process and become a Buckeye so early?
Well, I'll be honest. When I first was getting ready to go up there, I was not planning on committing. I was talking to my parents and everything. I was like, I want to take this slow. You know, I want to take it slow. I really want to get a feel, come over here, be able to meet the coaching staff, you know, kind of do something a little more gradual. Because as you can see, I did a few days before I went up, posted my spring visit schedule and had some other places I was going to hit after. But I'd say when I stepped on that campus, I mean, the love, the genuine love, I'd say, because I've been to a lot of places and there's no hit on them. But, I mean, you could kind of get a feeling for when things are kind of, like, played out or kind of, like, an act or anything like that. It wasn't none of that. And I'm talking about from the coaches to the players to the fans to – I'm talking about the highest people in the room, Coach Day, to, the person you may not even know. I mean, they're just showing love and gratitude. They know your name, you know, things like that, and they all are saying the same thing. So it was a consistency of not just the love, but, like, me sitting in the office with Coach Alford and me being in there with running backs – really seeing how he breaks down film, how his plan is to developing you, building you up so that you will be the ultimate goal, a powerhouse in the league. You know, that's why you come to Ohio State. You come to dominate, not just in college, but also at the next level. So when I really got a chance to kind of hear and feel into that knowledge and be with there with Trey and in mind and these big name running backs and like see how they go about their business was really was a shock to me, and it was special. And I was like, you know what? This is something I want to do. I want to be a part of this, you know?
Yeah, it's a special place. Talking with James Peoples out of Veterans Memorial, San Antonio, Texas. Take us inside. You're in the running back position room with Coach Alford. I know Coach Alford does a fantastic job of kind of breaking down your game, breaking down your strengths, and really, more importantly, your weaknesses, some of the things that he feels he can help you develop, whether it be pass protection, whether it be, staying low. What were some of the things that he pointed out that he would like to help develop you as a well-rounded running back that you already are, but how he could help take you to the next level?
Well, you know, he told me I remind him a lot of JK. And not, of course, because of the relationship between us both being Texas backs, but really just my attitude, my demeanor, and how I go about my business, and, of course, my build and things like that. But when you talk about the running back, I think the totality of the running back can all be developed, and that's what Coach Alford really sees in me. He sees it taking everything from my game to the next level, to my hands. Yeah, he's like, you got great hands, you got quickness, you got power and everything like that, but there's always more to achieve. So we're always looking to get better at everything I can. So when I go up there, I mean, I'm talking with Coach Alford. We're studying film. I'd say the biggest thing, though, that he wants to get better grow in me is my intellect, you know, my knowledge of the game and to know what's going on around the field at all times. That's the biggest thing. So I'm really looking forward to that. And we have been working on that, not just with Coach Alford, but as well as the assistant running back coach, Coach Larkin, as well. Great coach.
Yeah, that's the fun thing is when you go from high school where, you know, you do it after school and, you know, I'm sure in Texas you guys probably get some stuff done during school, like during in-school weightlifting, that type of thing. But you come to college, man, and it's like being in the NFL. I mean, you're working there. There's a lot more time to do it. It's a lot more intensive and there's a lot more expected of you. So, you know, I think that that's just part of the natural maturity of becoming a great college football player. And, you know, and when you look at Tony Alford's resume, it speaks for itself with Ezekiel in 2015, JK, you know, the guys we have now, Trey Henderson, who could easily be a first round pick. He's put really good guys in the league. He's taking guys to the next level in the league. And that's just going to be really exciting for you. But, in terms of your overall game, what would you say are some of your strengths? I think you're a fantastic, I've watched your film a million times. Like, I think you're fantastic at catching the ball out of the backfield. I think you have tremendous agility and strength in between the tackles, but and you're a super intelligent football player. Like, there's a couple of plays I'm going to point out when I watch the film. Like, yeah, that's just being a football player. That's just being a football guy. He's not a robot. He knows how to, you know, kind of freestyle. I think it was this one tunnel screen that was unbelievable, this play you made, but we're going to break that down. But what are your strengths right now as a high school football player, as you develop into your last year before you head to Ohio State?
My strengths. I'd say my strengths are, and even though I am developing this, I'd say understanding defenses. Whenever I step into a game, I always look at what the defense is doing, and I know how I have to move my body, how I have to move, like react, what I need to look at to see how do I have to play my game. You know, I mean, being running back, people think it's like an easy job. You get the ball, you run. It's hard. It's hard.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying it's quarterback where you got to know what everybody's doing, but it definitely is hard. And knowing how you have to run against certain defenses, I mean, you playing a powerhouse team that likes to blitz a lot, maybe you got to hit the hole a little faster. Maybe you have to be a little bit more patient with it. Maybe you have to keep an eye on this D lineman. Maybe he loves shooting in, right? So your offensive lineman is going to curve him in, push him into all the pile of mess. You know what I mean? So I say that's something I really caught on to my junior year, and I'm looking forward to just growing that aspect of my game because it's truly, I mean, the mind is the most important thing. And me growing that is a big, big part of my game. My burst, of course, my speed, as you can see, it's a powerful part of my game. I mean, if I didn't have that speed, I mean, I don't know, be here today. So I mean, I'm gracious to have that in my toolbox, as well as my tremendous hands. I was a receiver before I was a running back. I made the switch in eighth grade, I believe, in middle school. I made the switch, and I stuck with it since. My power, of course, I mean, really just most of the basic things you see in a running back, I say, are my strengths, definitely. And always looking forward to getting better in all aspects of my game.
Definitely. Yeah, I love this one, man. Like, I mean, you got three guys around you and you got a fourth safety over the top and you break all of them, you know? And again, this is like when a guy does this to a defense, it's demoralizing to the entire other team on the sideline. And it's electrifying to your sideline. When you see a guy not fold, not go down, you know, breaks three tackles, gets in the zone, like that is, what's that feel like when you accomplish that? And then all of a sudden you're in the zone, and then your defense gets to take the field with all that electricity.
It's great. And I'm telling you, when you got your boys there with you and they're like screaming at you and everything like that, it just heightens the intensity of the moment. I mean, I can't even put words to it. It was great. Kind of surreal. It was a great feeling, but I mean, because that was our first game or first scrimmage that I did then. I was like, we got high hopes this season, you know what I mean? Showing the work that I've been putting in this that summer and off season. So it was a great feeling overall.
All right, so this is a play I alluded to earlier. This is literally one of my favorite plays I've ever seen on film. So I'm gonna break this down. They put you in the slot, it's an empty set, little tunnel screen here, and the defensive end does a great job. He plays it perfectly. And this is when I say you being a football player and making a football play, you know, the play's dead right here. You're covered. You know, if you stay static and you don't move, then, you know, he doesn't have an option to get it to you because this guy's covering you. It's a pick. If this guy's got any type of athleticism, it could be a pick six. Instead, you know, you get loose, you get open, you find a seam. Now this is a gutsy throw because you know the I think this is a D tackle just happens to be in the area, but you rip it from him, you hit a spin. Like again, this is just being a football player. I talked about this play and I was like, this is so, people don't realize how impressive this is because the play's broken down right here. He's looking at you to get you the ball on this tunnel screen, but you get loose, you get free, catch the rock, and then you do something with it. And again, that is so good. And I think that that's just like, you know, you talk about your intelligence and your feel for the game, and that shows it on that play. Because there's a lot of guys that would freeze. It's not exactly how it's scripted. It's not how it was run by the scout team. And all of a sudden, you make a play. And so, again, that's one of those plays where I was like, yeah, I love this kid. Like, I watched his film, and I was like, I just don't see a lot of kids that can do something like that at your age and just, you know, read a play, help your quarterback. I mean, you got loose for the quarterback. You know, you could have sat there like a robot and froze. You probably never saw that look in scout team, because if a scout team guy did that, they get yelled at. But you get loose. But just talk a little bit about that. Like, I mean, that's the part of your game that, you know, I think that, you know, you say you want to improve on, but I think that you're already ahead of the curve for a lot of these guys, because that play was fantastic. And again, I've watched 100 tapes of kids that are Ohio State's offered, looked at, and I still remember that one play that you made, and I was like, holy cow, is that good?
Oh, yeah. Take you through that play. I mean, I'm backpedaling out there, went for a rock, and I see my quarterback, he's in a little distress in the backfield. So yeah. I'm thinking, like, all right, what we go over in practice, you got to find the open hole, you know, make yourself available. I'm the check down target. I got to get open, you know what I mean? So yeah. I just do a simple little step back. I see he keep running up the field. All right, so he's going to be vacating soon. Let me get into that little pocket. Boom, cut the ball. And then after that, it was just natural ability after that. I mean, I was just in my mode, you know, hitting with a little bicep spin and take it to the crib.
Oh, dude, like, I'm telling you, this is so good. Like I said, I've watched 1,000 plays, and this is probably my favorite one. And I would say that if you never even, you know, if you weren't on the show, like, you could go back and watch when I broke this down on film, and I was like, holy cow, is this good. And again, people, they don't realize, like, when it's broken down like this, and you got to bail, you know, the play, like I said, the play's dead. Like, there's no, you're the only receiver. All the receivers are blocking, so he could either throw it into the stands, or you can go get, you know, 40 yards like you do, so... Again, that's just fantastic. So talk a little bit about, you know, with Ohio State's offense, obviously with the spread game, how exciting is it when you know that you're going to have guys like Carnell Tate, Brandon Ennis, J.J. Smith? Because I don't know how you load the box to stop the running game when you've got those three guys split out wide, not to mention the Rodgers brothers and some of these other guys. How exciting is that for you to have a nice free and clear box potentially to run against?
I mean, keeping defenses honest in their game. I mean, yeah, when they can't pack the box, you already know how holes can just pop open at any moment. It's gonna be exciting. I'm so excited because I really, and not just of course the 23 class, but my class with the power that we're bringing in on both sides of the ball. I mean, I'm really looking forward to how we can manipulate these defenses and kind of get around them because we have so many weapons, so many offensive weapons. So many people that are versatile, that can move well and are just overall athletes. So, I mean, when you're talking about that, I mean, the sky's the limit for us. And I can't wait to see how, of course, Coach Hartline, Coach Day, Coach Alford, what they do with us, how they place us, because it's going to be an exciting 4 years.
Yeah, I love it. My man, TMC Chief Esco from BuckeyeScoop.com. Are you going to enroll early? And also, with this being the end of the transfer portal era, do you trust the process and wait your turn, or, you know, how does that work? So I think that, you know, it's interesting. A lot of these kids, they last a year or whatever. You seem like, you know, your depth chart's going to be perfect for when you get here, but are you planning on enrolling early?
I am. So I am going to, after the All-American Bowl, the Adidas All-American Bowl, I will definitely be flying to Columbus a few days after, if not the same day, because I am an early enrollee. So yes, I am doing that.
Yeah, I think that's the best move for running backs. I mean, it started with Maurice Claret, who an O2 guy, was one of the first guys to do it. And if you're a running back, you get here early, go through the mat drills, go through winter conditioning, learn the playbook, and hit the ground running for spring ball. I think that that's the best move. My man, Noonan 40, how do you and Jordan Lyle complement one another?
Okay. So Jordan, he is a great athlete of himself, great running back. Fast, does everything right. I mean, I've seen his tape as well. I'd say I've always talked about, especially if you watch my other podcasts and stuff, a 1-2 punch, and kind of how college football has kind of changed, especially for the running back position. Being a bruiser back is great, but when you want to talk about longevity of a running back, and of course in the league you got to get through college, you're going to be getting banged up. I think you having a 1-2 punch is definitely beneficial. I think we benefit each other in a lot of ways. You know what I mean? I mean, we're both really athletic. Can hit the A gap, B gap, C gap, stretch the field, do whatever the case may be. But I really just see us being a really good 1-2 punch. And when everyone needs to go in, you keep on interchanging. Defenses are not going to know what to do because, like, you got both of these athletes going to be in the backfield. Game plan is going to be tough because, I mean, you're going to have receivers. It's just going to be a whole problem. So I'm looking forward to my boy Lyle as well coming up here. It was a big get for us in the Buckeyes, so I'm excited.
I love it, man. That's perfect. So, Laserbuck 84, my boy. How would you describe your running style? I got three questions here. How would you describe your running style? Right. Who is your favorite NFL running back? And all you right. know, you kind of went through what attracted you to Ohio State, kind of everything. But how would you describe your running style?
My running style. Okay. I gotta be honest, my running style is it's weird. It's hard to explain because, like, literally, in certain games I run different. And if now that doesn't mean I'm running like crazily different or anything like that, but I'm talking about like you got some games where I act as a power back. I gotta get them tough yards. You want to get these tough yards? Let's go. Let's start hitting the ground running hard. If I got to be a little bit more patient, got to find the open hole, get into space, I can do that. I say I'm a very versatile back in my running style, but at the heart of it all, I'm going to get them yards. So I love staying inside the tackles and hitting them seams. Those are my favorite plays. You hitting the A gaps, even B gaps sometimes, but those are my favorite plays, tops. No difference. No difference by that.
Who's your favorite NFL running back to study film of?
Out of pure athleticism, it's Saquon, no doubt. He's a freak. That dude, he's crazy. Now, in order, like, you're talking about film that I've studied and I've looked at, it's been multiple running backs I've looked at. Mm-hmm. Multiple. Isaiah Pacheco, I looked at him. He runs like a dog out there. Josh Jacobs, I've also looked at. And, of course, some Zeke Elliott highlights I've definitely looked at. I looked at him before I was even getting recruited because I was an Ohio State fan previously, and still am.
Yeah, I love – those are great answers. I think Saquon's as good as there is in the NFL right now. I think his athleticism and he can do everything. I mean, he can catch it. He can pass block. He's a physical power runner. And he's a 4.3 running back. So, I mean, I think he's the perfect running back right now in the NFL. So that's a great answer. But yeah, I love watching this tape. I think it is a good point when you say that different games call for different styles. Cause especially if they got to depend, if it's a rainy game, if the weather's not great, can't throw the ball as well, like you're going to have a safety down in the box, it's going to be a little bit more physical. It's going to be a little tougher to get those yards because it's not going to be as clean. It's going to be harder to throw the ball. So I think that's a great answer. Are you close to any particular members of the 2024 class? JJ Smith has been, you know, fantastic. I know JJ really well. He's a great kid, like one of my favorite kids I've been around. But who are you closest with in the 24 class thus far?
Relationships are still building, definitely, and I can't wait because I know. I don't know if you know, but we're all going on. Most of us are going on the OV on the 9th through the 11th, so we're really going to get each other and kind of. Of course, you want the team to gel nicely, but I say off the top, I'd say the twins definitely. The twins, they've been there since day one recruiting me. I mean, they're cool. Yeah. When I show there on the weekend and just talking to the boys. Sitting in the O-line meeting, getting to a chance to, like, talk with them, conversate with them, and get to know each other. I'd say I have a pretty tight-knit relationship with them, and it's going to keep growing. Garrett Stover, of course, Peyton Pierce. I can name so many. I'm great to have these guys. All of them are great guys, great dudes. We all got the same laser-focused mentality. I mean, it's great. It's great. And especially with my running back room, I've been talking with them boys. And, you know, you got to know your room. So, yeah. I mean, it's exciting building these relationships, definitely. Because I'm gonna be on the field grinding out, sweating, bleeding with these boys, you know what I mean? So, yeah. Building those relationships is really important.
Yeah, you got to be ready to go to war, man. You got to be a dog out there. What do you think of Coach Mick? I love Coach Mick. Coach Mick, I think, he's as good as there's ever been as a strength coach in all of college football. What are your impressions of Coach Mick?
Coach Mick, I talked to him for a bit, and I talked to some former players there, and they said, you got to bring your A game with Coach Mick. So, of course, he don't got hands on me yet, but I know he's going to get me right and ready to play because, I mean, it's a physical sport. It's only going to get harder. He got the tools. He got what it takes. Definitely, if not the top strength coach in all of college football, I'm excited to get to work with him. It's going to be a challenge, but I'm always looking forward to challenges to get making myself better. So, Coach Mick, though, he's a good coach. He's funny. He has a funny little demeanor to him. It's cool. But he definitely gets to work, and it's cool.
Yeah, he's the best because he'll break you off, but at the end of the day, man, you'll love him for it. And he's made so many guys into high level NFL players, first round pick type guys, and it doesn't happen without Coach Mick, man, because he builds those guys into guys that are monsters. He turns them into super mutants by the time they're done at Ohio State. So that's kind of what you want. Last question. Talk to me about your relationship with Tony Alford. How special of a guy is he in your recruiting process? And, how excited are you to play for him?
He is a very special coach. I'm talking about from a family man to a coach to somebody that's going to be like a father figure in your life while you're gone from your family. Make sure that you stay out of trouble. Make sure that you're doing the right things. I mean, of course, me coming in, I tell you, he did set my parents really good on that because my parents are like, we sending off our baby and everything like that. I mean, he really got a chance to know my entire family, and that was a big sell on me to my parents, to my grandparents, my uncle, my little cousin. Like, the networking was top notch, and it was all genuine. It was all from the heart, having deep conversations with them, trying to figure out about me, you know, how they're doing. Of course, recruiting is recruiting, and he's a great coach, but also there's relationships as well. And Coach Alford, he's both. He's great, as well as Coach Larkin as well. But, I mean, when you're talking about ball, he knows the game, and he knows ins and outs of the game. I'm talking about you got to, you know, pre-snap reads, things like that, really developing you. He's developed some great running backs, and he develops on and off the field. And when you're talking about on and off the field, you know, you want to also develop your character. You know, your character, someone who's going to develop you as a person, as a student as well. And he has all those tools to help me get better. And also the support system that are in there, as well as Coach Larkin as well. Really just putting you in the best position possible to win and want to do what's best for you. You know what I mean? So that's really what sold me on Ohio State and Coach Alford. Great coach. I'm talking about great coach, special coach.
Well, that is fantastic. Last thoughts from you. What is Ohio State and Buckeye Nation getting in James Peoples? The character's there, the outstanding ability is there, but what do you want Buckeye Nation to know about you with what they're getting in you coming to Columbus to be the next great Ohio State running back?
Speaking out to Buckeye Nation, There's a lot that I know I can bring to the table, not just character, but as well as my athletic ability, my leadership abilities. It's really kind of, you could say, like a wild card, but I know what I plan to do is to lead and also help change this program into something great, which already is great, but I want to make the biggest impact I can in this place, a positive impact. I really am just looking forward to being that guy. I hope y'all love me, y'all like me. I'm glad for y'all for taking me in, showing the love on Twitter and everywhere else. I mean, I really love Buckeye Nation, the fan base. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, not just, of course, the multiple of fans that there are, but really how y'all interact with me and everything. I'm looking at that stuff. Y'all showing love and riding for us. So I just want to say thank y'all from the bottom of my heart. Can't wait to be up in Columbus again to talk to and see some of y'all again. So it's been great, and I can't wait. Let's keep grinding this out.
Appreciate you so much, James, for taking time with BuckeyeScoop.com. Again, love to do it again as your film keeps coming out. But excited for your official visit, man. You're going to have a blast. I know that Columbus is popping in the summer. It's a great city to be in, so I know you'll enjoy yourself with your family. But appreciate you taking the time, my man. Again, thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you. OH.
I love it, brother. That's perfect. Well, We have a future superstar in James Peoples. He is coming along. What a fantastic get by Tony Alford and Ryan Day. Got him signed up early. Maybe the best running back in the entire country. He's a kid that's got nothing but upside, nothing but massive potential on this offense. Great hands, former receiver. Again, love the kid. I think he's going to be a fantastic Buckeye. So if you guys enjoy this content, please leave us a like. As always, we appreciate you guys. Click subscribe and click that little alert bell, because we're going to have a lot of these videos coming up with a lot of these kids. They all want to get on BuckeyeScoop.com. They all want to be a part of the show. So appreciate you guys tuning in. Again, if you guys have questions, BuckeyeScoop.com. We answered all the questions that were in our thread. So it was a fantastic show tonight. Appreciate you guys tuning in as always. So thank you so much, Buckeye Nation, and thank you, Scoop family. I will see you guys tomorrow. Go Bucks.